This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Leaders come in all shapes and sizes, but they also come in all ages. Our guest on today's This Week in America, author, coach, and youth leadership leader Annie Keffer, says too many amazing, natural, super capable people are holding back from being the leaders they're meant to be. They believe they're too young, not educated, trained, experienced, or knowledgeable enough to step up and make an impact. She says it's time to put that myth to sleep, especially for young women. The time is now. Annie is passionate about inspiring young people to step up and make a difference. She's the author of Leadership Built on Why, a guide for young adults. And she's our guest next on today's This Week in America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's being called a must-read for every teenager. From top youth leadership speaker, coach, and author Annie Keffer, the new book, Leadership Built on Why, a Guide for Young Adults, a clear roadmap on how to find your essential purpose, how to step up and make a difference to gain courage and to lead from your convictions and to do it now. She says it's a myth that young people should wait until they're older to become leaders. Annie is a nationally recognized educator, speaker, author, entrepreneur, and she's passionate about youth leadership. She's the founder of the Young Women of Influence Conference, an in-demand leadership speaker, frequent national media guest, nominated for World Magazine's Women and Business 2016, co-author of the Amazon number one bestseller, Girls Lead, and her new book, Leadership Built on Why, a Guide for Young Adults. Annie Keffer with us on This Week in America. Hi, Annie. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
A lot of so much to talk about in the book. We could do like 3-4 hours. We could do a whole documentary on everything because it's all so important. But let's start with your background. Leadership has been a part of your life since early childhood. Yet, like so many of us, as you're growing up, you sort of struggle to find your purpose. Talk about what you went through and that moment that literally turned your life around.
Absolutely. So, as you said, you know, I grew up learning about leadership before I could even spell the word leadership. My parents were really good about teaching me the theory, like the knowledge part of what leadership was, and then showing me that you had to live it out in their everyday life. So very early on, I was understanding that there had to be a marriage between the two of them, both knowledge and action, to be a great leader. So I grew up with this great mindset and framework. And again, as you said, you know, I hit middle school And that's normally around the time middle school or high school where you start to kind of question. You start to kind of say, all right, so I'm getting older. I'm starting to kind of think about my future in whatever sense that is. And I started to think, hey, maybe I'm not meant to be a leader now. I started to buy into the myths and the lies that I had to wait until, you know, I was a certain age or I had a certain degree or somebody had to give me that permission and say, hey, Annie, now you can be a leader and this is what you have to do. So because of that, I started to kind of play small. I backed away. I just did, quote unquote, what I was supposed to do. I just waited for kind of people to point me in the right directions, even though inherently I was going, I know there has to be something more than this. And so I walked through that into high school, really struggled with my identity and understanding who I was and feeling like, hey, I don't have one of those, you know, standout talents that everyone can be like, oh my gosh, she's so great at this. And so I thought, okay, so I don't know what my purpose is. And the scary part was I thought maybe I'd get to a point where I would figure out that I didn't even have one.
Jeez, yes.
So I was walking this path and really just feeling like I was just going to kind of humdrum along in my life and just kind of breathe air and do what I was supposed to do. And that would be, you know, all there was to it. So when I was graduating college, you know, they kind of have you, or I was graduating high school, they have you decide sort of the rest of your life in one decision.
Yes.
And whoever decided to let 18-year-olds do that, clearly, has never met an 18-year-old, because we don't know what we're doing. So I was trying to figure out, okay, you know, what's the projection, what's the trajectory of my life, what's that look like? And on the opposite side, I was saying, looking at my generation and going, my gosh, there is such a deep need, not only for us to talk about leadership and have these conversations, but to stand up and be leaders and show us the example of that, besides, you know, our parents to have those other influences. So I was kind of looking at these two problems of like my frustrations with the world and then kind of my own struggles growing up. And 6 months into my freshman year of college, I was at a conference and I started to hear the speakers and feel inspired for the first time probably in my whole life. And I started to feel like, my gosh, maybe that there is, I can live a different path. I don't have to do the conventional path, you know.
Yes.
I didn't know what I was supposed to do because I was just really good at talking and I just liked to do it a lot. So as I started to hear them, I remember going up to my hotel room and looking in the mirror and going, I want to write a book on leadership. I want to write a book for women and people my age to say, hey, look, I've walked this journey. I've been through what I've been through and I'm on the other side and this is how I've done it and you can do it too. So that's kind of when I had that aha moment. I started to really dive into leadership, get mentored, get coached, and started speaking on it and writing and doing consulting with businesses. And that's kind of where it's all taken off from.
Well, you discovered your why. And I want to talk about that because it's not something that, like, bingo, it happens and 30 seconds later you've got your why determined for the rest of your life. Talk about that process of determining your why and what exactly that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So the why is the foundation on essentially why do you do what you do, right? So nobody does anything of impact or of great purpose if it doesn't have a deep foundation and deep meaning. So I always say there has to be a reason why you do what you do. And what the why is broken down. It's, if you think about it, it's a coin, right? It's two sides. The first side I ask people, I say, what are you passionate about? What lights you up? What gets you excited? You know, if I asked you about this subject, you could just talk about it for days. And the thing, when you start to think about your passions, because this whole topic, Rick, can be very daunting and intimidating because, like you said, like, is it going to happen right away? Am I going to figure it out? It can feel like a big process. And the thing is, you have to break it down into little bits and pieces. So ask what you're passionate about. And to remember, don't identify your passion before, or don't judge your passion before you identify it. Right? We think our passions and our why has to fit into these certain categories, and it doesn't. You know, if you're passionate about being a tomato farmer, be passionate about being a tomato farmer. Like, be passionate about what you're passionate about and don't
yes.
feel like it has to fit into a certain category. Then the other side of the coin is, what really frustrates you about the world? What do you hear about? What do you see? What do you talk to people in conversations? And you hear yourself saying, man, I know that could be better. I know I could change it for the best. So start paying attention to what are you passionate about, what excites you, and what really frustrates you, and what you want to change about the world, and see where the two can merge. Because that's what it was for me. I was passionate about teaching and mentoring women and millennials and leadership in general, and then I was frustrated with kind of where that was in the world, and then I merged those two together, and that's why I speak and write and coach. So starting to walk down that path of What are you passionate about? What are you frustrated about? And where the two can merge together.
It's all laid out in Annie's new book, Leadership Build on Why, A Guide for Young Adults. Annie Keffer, our guest on the program. Her website is anniekeffer.com. That's AnniKeffer.com. The book is available wherever books are sold. And, of course, you can link on directly to Annie's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned sort of that perception out there, a myth that I mentioned in the beginning, and that's leadership, and you've got to meet certain criteria before you actually fit into that category. Talk about that, because as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, I wonder how many people have been held back for maybe all of their lives by these myths that are created, and you shattered them, and people are doing it every day.
Yeah, so the thing is that, you know, people always ask me, well, can everyone really be a leader? You know, is anyone too young or too old? And the thing is, everybody has the ability to be a leader. Not everyone makes the choice to be a leader. So the thing is, it's a choice every day to get up and to be a leader and to go after what you are, you know, called to do. And the thing is that people grow up thinking, oh, okay, I don't have enough experience, right? I don't really know how to change this problem. I don't really know how to tackle it. And part of that might be true, right? You don't have all the experience. But the thing is, being a leader doesn't mean that you have all the answers or you have all the experience. But it's getting to know people that do, that can mentor and can coach you and can walk you through that. And just being a leader for people in your community, people in your school, people around you. The big part of leadership is what I call the one person rule. You know, who can you impact today? Who's the one person that you can make an impact today? Because the thing about leaders, us leaders, is that, you know, we look at the big picture, the big vision. We're like, man, I want to impact so many people. And that's a great thing, but it can feel incredibly overwhelming. And when you do so many things, it can feel like, am I really making an impact? So I always say, who's one person today that you can make an impact on? And then, you know, the next day, who's one person you can make an impact on? And reminding yourself that, you know, it may take you a while to change this big problem, but being a leader is every day making an impact on somebody and living out your purpose and kind of going after that little sense every day.
And you start the book off by saying, I don't even like the word leadership. And you mentioned that you started off and you were more worried about what a leader is and is not and what they are supposed to do than and less about being a true leader in your everyday life. Is that a mistake you see a lot of people make? We try to fit into this mold that we perceive a leader to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's great to have models in our life and to have role models to kind of see, you know, somebody who's farther down the path. But the problem becomes is we think that we have to look exactly like them, or we have to fit this kind of role, or we have to fit inside this nice little neat white box, you know, that people have for us. And the problem is everybody's leadership journey is going to look different. You know, if you're an introvert, you're an extrovert, you know, you're passionate about this, you're passionate about that, your leadership journey and the how you're a leader is going to look a little bit different than everyone else. So you can't, you know, look at your journey and think it has to look the same, because there's going to be that unique quality of the people that you can reach that nobody else can. And the thing is, we live in the buzzword age, right? So leadership is a buzzword. And that's what I always talk about, is that people, you know, we use it all the time in our papers and in speeches and in conversations, but do you really know what it means? You know, if I were to stop you on the street and ask you, would you be able to tell me what it really meant to you? So it's really breaking down those myths and those barriers and understanding what it really means and then living it out.
Something you point out that is so important is stop trying to achieve perfection and just do it. And I think so often we're held back, like, I don't think I'm ready for that. I need to be more accomplished before I can say something. And you're saying don't let perception be your enemy.
Yeah. Done is always better than perfect. You know, you have to start somewhere. And it's going to be clunky and messy, and there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, but there's no way to become the leader that you need to be without going through that, right? So going through the failure and being okay with that is actually what makes you the best person, because you can never accomplish what you want to unless you become the person you need to be to do that. So it's reminding ourselves that I'm not going to be perfect. I need to transform and to master my gifts and my talents and my skills. And then I'll start to see that grow and then transform into, you know, what I'm really supposed to do.
What do you think when you watch the news and you see the Me Too movement and you see a bunch of a number of younger people, particularly women who are coming forward, who probably 6 months ago never perceived themselves to be in what I'll call a leadership position, a position in the forefront? You see these students, young adults, heroes at Stoneman Douglas High School that suddenly are thrust into the spotlight. and act like, you know, they've been doing this for years. They're out trying to get politicians to follow, many politicians looking at them like, I'm sorry, but you don't have enough experience to tell me what to do. What do you think when you see that? You have to be like, wow, this generation's going to be okay.
Yeah, so it's great that they're, you know, we all know about what's going on, right? We've all kind of become aware, but the thing that they're doing is they're having more conversations because these kind of topics are incredibly scary for people, and any type of change for, you know, the normal group of people can feel kind of intimidating because they don't know exactly what that means. So when you have conversations and we start to educate people and say, okay, this is what I really mean when I'm talking about this subject, or this is what I really mean when I'm talking about this experience, that, you know, we're all on the same page, we can kind of see the vision where we're going. And I think that's great that they're saying, hey, we need to have these conversations. We need to start talking about what change looks like. And on the other side, here's what I think is so interesting. So if you, you know, play a sport or you have a business or really anything in life and you're looking to get better, we always hire coaches or mentors because they can see things that we can't, right? So we're so deep in the forest that we can't see the trees.
Yes.
And I think the same goes for this, is that these politicians have been doing this for quite a while, right? And that these kids can see something that maybe they can't see, just like the politicians can see something that maybe the kids can't see. When you bring those two together, say, hey, let's sit down and say, what are you seeing that maybe we don't? What are we seeing that maybe you don't? And then how can we really bring together an innovative solution for people? I think that's super powerful. So bringing the fact that they have great experience in politics, bringing the fact together that these kids are experiencing, you know, the fear and the worry every day and kind of what they're seeing and putting that together, I think that's super powerful. So I think when you merge that, it can be a great way to really be a leader.
The book Leadership Build on Why, A Guide for Young Adults, written by our guest on This Week in America, Annie Keffer. It's more than advice. There are so many interesting aspects of this, the strategies that you have in there, what you went through. So it's not like you were born successful and you don't know what it's like to suffer and struggle and to be adrift and try to figure out the direction you're going, because you went through that like so many others. But you also point out some interesting people that we would consider to be super successful. What can I learn from their struggles? And some great stories in there, Oprah being one. She was fired as a local TV reporter and told she was unfit for television.
It's, you know, it's so interesting, is that, you know, often in our world today is we see people at such a great point in their journey, and we don't see all the struggle and all the pain and all the journey that they went through to get there. And I think that's what we need to pay more attention to, is that, because that's what so many of us are in, is that journey. And that can feel like we're like, oh, you know, like where, you know, where's the breaking point? So to look at people like Oprah, you know, people called Einstein stupid. Michael Jordan got kicked off his basketball, high school basketball team. Like, you know, it's just so interesting. These people didn't, you know, they didn't win from the start, you know, that they really went through struggles. But for me, it always reminds me that is what makes them so great at what they do, is because it wasn't easy for them. You know, we live in a culture where it's instant gratification. You know, I put it in the microwave and a minute later it's ready. Or
yes,
I send you a text and I get something back. And we think that's what our journey in life will look like. Like, oh, as soon as I graduate college, like, here's my nice job. Well, no, you know, that's not how it works. You have to go through a lot to kind of get where you want to go. So to remind ourselves that that's actually the important part to look at, and that's where we can learn the most from.
I mean, Elvis was told, I'm not sure the singing thing is going to work out. I suggest you go back to driving a truck. That's how,
yeah.
And people come back from that to become incredible successes. We've got a couple minutes left, the time going too quickly. You say the first step for every amazing leader is self-belief. Talk about that, because that's something we can do all by ourselves. We can do it in the next hour if we need to.
Right. You know, if you don't believe that you can be a leader, nobody else will believe you, you know, can do that as well. So it's really kind of coming to that understanding that your journey is not going to be perfect, that it's not going to always be right, but that you have the ability to do this and you can do it now, kind of walking yourself through that. And every day you kind of have to reprogram, you know, the brain, the computer brain, and say, you know, I'm a leader today. I'm going to do this and it's going to be hard. People are going to criticize me and tell me I'm not doing it right, but I have to do this. And it really starts with you and you walking the journey. You know, we can't expect anyone else to walk the journey until we've walked part of it first. So get out there, you know, walk the journey, believe that you're a leader, and, you know, it'll start to make a big difference.
Well, and you take us to that next step. It's one thing to say, okay, I believe in myself. You walk out in the real world and you got people trying to dash those dreams. And you take us through that process. In fact, you say it may even be us telling us that we can't go ahead and do this. We have to fight the voice within us as well.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll kind of walk out ahead of our own journey and put a stop sign or a roadblock and say, oh, no, just kidding. You know, maybe we shouldn't do this. So it's not just people on the internet, not just people in our family or our friends. Sometimes, a lot of times, it's us and the thoughts that we have in our head, and we can really sabotage. You know, I often say that people who are meant for a great purpose, when they put all of that energy and talents and gifts and they turn it on themselves, it can be quite devastating. So realizing when you're starting to turn all that energy on yourself to tear yourself down and say, this is when I have to stop, being self-aware of the fact, okay, I need to stop, I need to remind myself of the truth that, you know, this is a struggle. It's not always easy, but I'm going to do great things, and turning that back onto the world and saying, how can I impact somebody? How can I help somebody today?
It's a very important book. Well done. It's called Leadership Build on Why, A Guide for Young Adults. Annie Keffer, our guest on the program, top youth leadership speaker, author, coach. Her website is Annie Keffer. That's AnniKeffer.com. Books available wherever books are sold. And of course, you can link onto that directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Annie, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Once again, the name of the book, Leadership Build on Why, the author, Annie Keffer. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. All new from Animal Planet and the online animal brand The Dodo, the inspiring series Dodo Heroes, featuring moving stories of animals in need from around the world and the compassionate humans who go to unimaginable lengths to give them hope. One of the heroes, Derek Campana, he found his true passion making orthotic and prosthetic devices for animals. He started Animal Ortho Care in 2005, has treated over 20,000 animals since with mobility devices. He's a pioneer in the field of veterinary orthotics and prosthetics. Recently, he started a second business, Bionic Pets, his goal to help as many animals as he can. And Derek Campana with us on This Week in America. Derek, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is going to be such a touching series. I'm watching the promo and I'm tearing up. I can only imagine what's going to happen as I'm watching the programs, but I'm thinking, thankfully, there are people like yourselves there that we'll get to see featured in the series that are really there to help. And in some cases, what you're the last line of defense to save a life with these animals.
It's true. People spend thousands of dollars on their animals. It's such a great thing. I've seen such a change on how people treat their pets, and it's now like their family members. So I'm just so happy to be able to assist in their loved ones being able to regain mobility and walk again. It's just a true blessing, and I love my job so much. It's just great to help animals in need.
And you're asked by a couple to help a 30-year-old bull elephant in Botswana. And you say this may be your most anxious moment by far. Talk about this, the problem with Jabu, and what you have to do to try to give it some quality of life.
This, by far, you know, is not an easy build. Building a brace for an elephant, so there were so many hurdles I had to overcome, you know. Not just, building the device, but, you know, this is a wild elephant. He's out roaming around in the jungle, in the bush all day, every day. With predators, there's so many things. He likes to mud wallow, there's rainy season, so there's so many different factors and things you have to go through mentally to be able to get to the point where you're right there standing in front of Jabu and saying, hey, I'm here to help you, and you just don't know. It's amazing I get called for such awesome things like this, and Jabu's been my most interesting patient by far, just this 5-ton beast of an animal, and it was just great working with him.
Did you ever think you'd be asked to do prosthetic work for an elephant? I mean, I'm thinking all of the logistical issues you have to go through and the weight and trying to get the animal still as you're working. This had to be obviously incredibly difficult.
It is. I was actually asked to do a couple prosthetic devices for elephants in Thailand about 3 years ago. So I'm, like, from that point, I kind of turned into the elephant man. I get emails about elephants needing my help, and Jabu just really stuck out to me, and it was a life-threatening condition where, you know, if we didn't give Jabu the care he needed immediately, he could go down, and if you're down in the bush in Botswana, you're not going to last very long. So it's just so fortunate that we're able to all come together and help Jabu in this way.
At the other end of the size spectrum, we see you work with Chi-Chi, which is a dog. Talk about this experience and what you had to do with Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi is the happiest golden retriever in the world. I say her smile saved her life. We see all this abuse and neglect, and she went through a lot of that. You know, she was tied, her legs bound, and then she had to have her all four legs amputated. Just such tragedy. And, you know, I'm so happy to see the other side, loving people, loving family members, people come together to help in such an opposite way. You know, like, there's people hurting animals, and then we're on this side of the playing field where people go through such huge lengths to help these pets. So Chi-Chi was, you know, smiling even after the surgery, and this great couple in Phoenix adopted Chi-Chi, and I went to Phoenix and helped them and their new family member Chi-Chi get these prosthetic legs and walk again, and it's just she's just a great patient as well.
It's an inspiring series, the all-new series from Animal Planet and the Dodo. Dodo Heroes, the name of the series. With us, the founder of OrthoCare and Bionic Pets, featured in the show Dodo Heroes, at Derek Campana. Derek, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.